What exactly is the birthright, and what is the meaning of Esav selling the birthright? If it is the spiritual inheritance from Avram, then Yitzchak was planning to give that to Yaakov anyway, as we see at the end of Toldos. Was there actually a chance of the Jewish people descending from Esav? What would have happened had it not been sold? Yaakov was the only one who was spiritually capable of this inheritance. Regarding the materialistic brachas, it seems that there was enough to go around for both of them. Does the birthright refer to the materialistic bracha? There are many, many different opinions what the birthright was, ranging from the actual double inheritance, which is questionable how that could be something that could be sold, to the right to perform the sacrifices in the family, to the idea that this was in fact the blessing of Avram, who would be the further continuation of the Jewish people. And it could be that had Esav received this blessing, he would have been the continuation, but since it was obvious that he was not fit to do that, Rivka had Yaakov take that bracha, and later, when Yitzchak in fact gave Yaakov that bracha, it was a result of the fact that Yitzchak understood that Esav was invalidated. Others hold that there was a chance that had Esav used his free will properly, that he would have been like another Shevet, two tribes, tribe of Yaakov, tribe of Esav. Esav maybe taking care of the physical parts of this world for the sake of heaven, and Yaakov taking care more of the spiritual parts. And therefore, Yitzchak wanted to give Esav the bracha that had to do with the physical part of the world. In any case, various ideas of what this bracha was, what the birthright was, what would have happened had Esav not exercised his free choice in the wrong way. And you can look into Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch in the English to see a very interesting way to understand this whole parsha.